Well, Doctor Who Christmas special. What do people think of this one?
Undecided.
Didn't like it.
I'll go with didn't like it, but not as badly as some other people didn't like it. So that's something at least.
Well, I think it's probably the worst one since the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe one, which was pretty bad.
I didn't like it, but I haven't liked the Doctor for a while.
No.
But I did find that the Doctor was pleasantly insane again.
I did enjoy that.
And I liked that moment again, because when he first showed up, he had this insane mad Doctor, and I thought, yeah, this is going to be great. And then he disappeared, and we didn't have insane mad Doctor really again. Mm. And then in that Christmas special, there were moments of insane mad Doctor again. I like those moments.
I'm getting tired of Doctor Who having every possible villain in the one episode and making him so all-important to the universe.
Thing is, they just basically wiped out his importance to the universe by making everybody forget him. So that just kind
they
of...
They remembered again.
That. defeated the whole concept.
Yeah, it did sort of have the feeling of tying up loose ends before going on to the new incarnation.
Yeah, but they opened up more loose ends by doing it as well.
I did like the priestess, so she was good.
She was great.
She was really good. I liked her. And the whole thing sequence with them supposedly being naked while they were clothed just...
Yeah, that made... couldn't actually make any sense.
Well, it's when she realises that she's the only one who sees him as clothed when she brings him to the family Christmas...
I couldn't actually quite work out any of the holograms.
I couldn't work out that one either, because if it was a hologram, everyone saw it. So that was a bit strange, but okay, that's fine. And she did have to swallow a hologram projector in order for it to work. So.
Yes, yeah. And the rest of her family hadn't swallowed that.
Yes, but it was a projector.
But it was a projector, not a visual aid. And the whole thing
with... technically visual aids.
And the whole thing with them then having their big hug while they're naked just sort of...
Yes.
I did like the comment that it's cold when they go out in the snow without wearing any clothes. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There were a few fun bits. The plot was a bit odd.
And he's awfully old now. I was trying to work out how old he actually would be now, because he was...
1,200
odd. Well, no, he was 1,200, and then he spent 300 years in Christmas before Clara came back, so that makes him...
1,500.
1,500. And then there must have been another long amount of time before he got to the point of almost being dead again. So he must be heading for 2,000 now.
Yeah, I'm also...
There's a lot of time in that body.
I also thought the way that they did the getting 12 fresh regenerations was such a cop-out.
Yeah, but you knew they
way, yeah, but
like
the
that.
Way they did it was such a cop-out.
Oh, I think we need some help. Hey, how about some more regenerations? Oh, there, he's got them. Now he's all better.
Yeah, and right from the beginning, not just one. We'll give you a whole new sect.
Yeah.
That was a little bit.
Well, maybe it's...
You know, you could make a whole story around how you were going to save the Doctor so he'd regenerate again. But no, that was just a throwaway moment in the episode.
Just like the regeneration was, okay, done.
Yeah, but the regeneration is usually fairly quick.
No, you usually get that transition of the face and everything.
Yes, but, well, yeah, but they... I know it was just playing to the fans by making him young again for a little bit. I know the transition is taking a long time, so I'll be young for a bit.
Yeah, but him hallucinating Amy is like, his life was a bit...
I know, I'm so sick of the way they do that with the fans.
Yeah, but at least he can run around and visit everyone he'd ever met, like the 10th Doctor did. So
especially given it's been 2,000 years since he saw her. You'd think he would have moved on by now.
Though making him young again made the contrast between him and Peter Capaldi really... very obviously large.
Well, you see, if they didn't make him young again, then people say, oh, good, his new regeneration is younger than the old one.
Exactly.
And now that Clara has confessed she fancies the Doctor, I'm wondering what's going to happen with the older Doctor.
Well, maybe that would just ruin everything, which would be good, because I'm kind of done with that.
And he seems to have forgotten how to drive the TARDIS, if he ever knew.
They seem to like sticking him in TARDISes during his regeneration so that it can crash quite a lot at the moment.
I just so want Stephen Moffat to go away.
He may be planning to do so.
Good.